A parting glass is offered to those who stay behind. There are many versions of this song with varying words and melodies. I've tried to distill the various ideas down into something digestible, always keeping in mind that it's a folk song and its origins are therefore murky. The initial inspiration may have come from a farewell letter written by Scotsman Thomas Armstrong on the eve of his execution in 1605 for border raiding. Here's what he wrote. "This night is my departing night, for here ne longer must I stay. There's neither friend nor foe of mine, but wishes me away. What I have done through lack of wit, I never, never can recall. I hope ye're all my friends as yet. Good night and joy be with you all." Some sources say that this is what he allegedly wrote. Wikipedia quotes the passage as evidence that the song was already known in 1605. But isn't it just as likely that Armstrong indulged his poetic bent here and tried to make his farewell as eloquent as possible? The line, "There's neither friend nor foe of mine, but wishes me away," could be stated two ways. I don't have a friend or enemy who wouldn't wish for me to escape this situation, or I don't have a friend or enemy who wants me dead. Here at the end of his life, he takes the blame for his misdeeds, done because he lacked wit or intelligence. He can never recall or take back what he's done, but he wishes the best to all those who are still his friends. It seems to me that this letter was the inspiration for the song, which was the most popular closing piece for public or family occasions in Ireland and Scotland until the advent of Auld Lang Syne in 1788 by the Scottish poet Robert Burns. We in America always think of the Burns song in connection with New Year's Eve, but it's actually an all-purpose farewell song. And in case you're wondering, which maybe you're not, the title means times long past, except that it's really old long time. The parting glass remained popular in Ireland, however. I think the lyrics make the most sense if we imagine them being sung by someone who's leaving his friends and family to go away for good. There's a vein of self-deprecating humor running through the words that's easy to miss, so I'm going to give a paraphrased version here with the actual lyrics included below the video. "I've spent my money carousing with my friends, and any harm I've done has been only to myself. If I've made stupid mistakes, well, I can't remember them, and my friends and sweethearts would like for me to stay. But since it has happened that I should get up and go away, and that all of you will remain here, let's all have one more drink, raising our glasses, and I'll leave quietly, while we bid each other good night and all the best." Picture a warm, firelit pub late at night, with a group of people reluctant to go home because they know that this is the time of farewell for the person who's leaving. He's the last one standing, gives his speech, and raises his final glass. Perhaps he decides not to disturb those who put their heads down on the tables and fallen asleep, so he softly calls out his last goodnight and slips out into the dark. And then I have a performance, a great, great performance video by a group called the Face Vocal Band. Their voices are magical and they're singing in a pub. What could be better? And then underneath that video, which you can watch by following the link and reading the actual post, here is the actual original set of verses. "Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall, so fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health, whate'er befalls. Then gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Fill to me the parting glass and drink a health, whate'er befalls. Then gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all.